Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Come out. We get invited into a lot of people's house, and I'm telling you, it's so intimate when you can look around and see how they're living and can engage with them. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing. So the Bible is clear that we not only need to profess Christ publicly, but we also need to do it privately from house to house. Now, the next thing is, he talked to the Jews and the Greeks. They were talking to anybody. Whosoever will, the Jews and the Greeks. And they were testifying about this. Repentance toward God. And I tell you, that right there really screws a lot of people up, because they define repentance so many ways. But I'm telling you, salvation includes repentance of God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible's telling us. That's what the apostles was teaching. Repentance and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need to be testifying to the world of those things. So if we want to see, have 2020 vision, it tells us right here that we need to go out and proclaim the gospel publicly and privately. And that repentance toward God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Isn't that good? Isn't that so simple? That's not complicated. Now, so what you have to do is figure out, how do we do that? Well, there's many ways to do it. We have to first have a vision to do it, and then we have to simply walk in it. That's what we talked about Sunday night, is that we have to walk in the Spirit. We can't walk in fear. When God tells us to do things, sometimes the task will be too great for us. And that's where we need to be. If we ever take on a task that we can handle, you're in trouble. You need to take on a task that you cannot complete for Christ, because you won't get the glory. You'll know that you can't do it. But whenever you say, hey man, this task is too big, I can't do it, and you let Christ do it, what a difference. You won't take any credit, because you know you're not able to do it. But as I told you Sunday, he doesn't look for abilities, he looked for availabilities. Like he was looking for David after his own heart. Remember, they passed over all the kings, but then they saw David. David was the one to be anointed. God is looking for your availability, not your ability. Now here's, when we say we don't have 2020 vision, we need to get some things corrected. I might have gave this to you before, but I'm going to give it to you again. Let's say five things. I got five things. Can you say that? Five things. All right. And it's going to spell the word specs. Anybody know what specs are? Glasses. All right, I thought I had to explain that. Specs are for glasses. So I'm going to give you five letters. It's going to spell specs. And this is what you need to really use to study your Bible whenever you're interpreting the Bible. But also, whenever you're looking at Scripture, you need to put your specs on and focus in on God's Word. So here we go. We're going to run it here. The first one is S. Does this passage speak to any sin to be forsaken? Okay? So does this passage speak to any sin to be forsaken? So whenever you read God's Word, God's Word will tell you exactly what to do. So when you're reading it, you say, hey, what sin do I need to forsake here? Because it'll tell you what the sin is, and then you need to make the adjustment. The P is, and this is my favorite, I think this is probably everybody's favorite. The P is there any promises to be claimed? Wow, who loves to claim the promises? I know that's right, standing on the promises of the Lord. That's a song we sang. But I love to read the book of Psalms or Proverbs, because it talks about those promises of God. And I don't know about you, but whenever I'm going through some tough times, I love the Holy Spirit to bring those promises back up. And then
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.